military applications. Supposedly, some information has leaked out about a new weapon employed by the US Space Force. It is said to be the first offensive weapon developed for this new unit. It has nothing to do with destroying anything. It is a satellite which will jam communications and is said to be able to block anything electronic. Even though we have this weapon does not mean we're the only ones. Russians have demonstrated their ability to jam all on-ship communications by flying a plane over an American ship which is a part containing jamming electronics. It might only be a matter of transferring these electronics into a satellite and having the same ability we have. The weapon was given to the 4th Space Control Squadron at Peterson Air Force Base. The US military was seen loading dolphins into a military transport jet. Each one was in a shallow tub of water. What could be the possible purpose of loading these creatures into a plane? An answer was received from the Air Force's 60th Air Mobility Wing. It turns out those particular dolphins, which by the way were bottlenose dolphins, have been trained to detect underwater explosives. It seems this training has been going on since the 1960s, not only with dolphins but also sea lions. The military explained this by having their representatives say, mines and other potentially dangerous objects on the ocean floor that are difficult to detect with electronic sonar, especially in coastal shallows or cluttered harbors, are easily found by the dolphins. I guess there is nothing wrong with this training as long as it is not cruel and the dolphins are not put in danger and only used to point out where the explosive lay. Strangely, the US Navy has come out with a statement saying top secret UFO briefings they are in the possession of would cause great damage to the United States national security if the contents were ever published. This seems like a strange statement since the Navy was the one which released UFO videos in the first place. Is this an indication there is a divide in the Navy? Are there some high-placed officers who want UFO material to be released while others do not? I don't know how many people remember, but when the naval UFO videos were released, there was talk they were released by mistake. Was this military talk really meaning they should not have been released? Many believe the reason the government does not want to let us know what is really going on has to do with the fact we have no defense against UFOs if they ever decided to attack us. During a test flight, a superfast unmanned craft crashed, but before it did it, it reached speeds of over 20 times the speed of sound. The speed of sound is measured by the altitude of the object. For example, if an aircraft is traveling at the speed of sound and is at 35,000 feet, the speed of sound is 660.7 miles per hour. If that same craft could fly at sea level, the speed of sound would be 761.1 miles per hour. Using a speed of 700 miles per hour average would mean our aircraft was traveling at 14,000 miles per hour. This would be an incredible speed, and according to scientists, we could travel even faster. This could lead to the development of tremendously fast drones and even fighter planes. There is also a new race on to develop faster missiles which can change course while in flight. The military has long dreamed about developing a force field. Recently, Boeing has patented a plasma force field to protect against shock waves. The idea here is to shield people and installations from the shock waves following explosions from missiles and other explosives. The Boeing system would use a combination of lasers, electricity and microwaves. While I can't tell you precisely how it works, I can tell you what I know. The device creates a shield by heating up the air between the target and the explosion. The air gets so hot it creates a plasma shield which is much denser than the surrounding air, and the shield can deflect or absorb the energy coming in the shock wave. It is said the Navy filed a patent to build a device with performance features similar to a UFO. The device is a hybrid aerospace and underwater craft which the Navy claims to be capable of incredible speeds in the air, underwater and in space. Sound familiar? It should, because these are the features which have been claimed by witnesses who have seen UFOs which seem to come from outer space, fly at incredible speed through our air and dive into the water and then travel faster than anything we have underwater. When they applied for the patent, it is said they mentioned the fact the Chinese were also developing a similar craft. For the past 70-80 years, people have been trying to develop a craft which could fly in the air and dive into the water and virtually become a submarine. It has never worked out, but this time it could be different. Scientists at MIT are working to develop a new type of body armor. Sometimes nature has tricks we might be able to copy, and the scientists at MIT believe lobsters may be the key. The scientists are trying to create a very sophisticated body armor which is truly flexible and made mostly of water, and yet they believe they can make it strong enough to prevent penetration. The difference between this armor and the current armor being worn by troops is the new armor would be light and flexible and could even stretch. It is said the soldier would be able to swim wearing this armor and also able to run. Let's hope it gets developed sooner than later. Another material which is also said to be able to create armor which is impenetrable is graphene. Graphene is superlight, being only a one atom thick sheet of carbon atoms. A little while ago, scientists created a suit made of graphene, and the suit was bulletproof because graphene becomes harder than a diamond on impact. If several layers of graphene sheets are used, they are still thinner than a piece of paper and weigh hardly nothing. This makes the material ideal for use by the military and police organizations. The wearer of the suit looks like he or she is wearing a normal suit, and there is no indication a person is wearing anything bulletproof,